Was I good enough to get good Christmas presents this year? Will I have to make homemade presents again?
Getting the best gift of all is not about being good. It's about believing in Jesus. Are you worried you won't get any gifts this Christmas? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. So, have you ever worried that you weren't good enough during the year to find a present under the tree? Presents from your family are great, but the best present of all isn't something you can wrap, and it definitely doesn't fit under a tree. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says it like this: "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Let's learn more about that gift. Our story today is entitled, Animals Talk on Christmas Eve. Christmas presents made Sam nervous. Santa's nice list made him worried. As the days drew closer to Christmas, Sam's anxiety about presents increased. Maybe it was the wondering, is Santa coming? Maybe it was the worry, was I good enough this year? Or maybe Sam was afraid he couldn't buy the perfect gifts for his family with the little money he had. "Homemade gifts again," he said sadly. On Christmas Eve, Sam's parents took him and his brother Bobby on an outing to the zoo to help get their minds off presents. As they walked around, the family noticed the animals were being extra active and noisy in their enclosures. The eagles squawked. The mountain lions grunted, pacing back and forth. The black bears huffed as one clawed up a tree stump and the other scratched its backside along the fence. Then the parrot said, "Hi, Bobby." "Did he say my name?" asked Bobby in amazement. The petting zoo sheep and goats were baying and maying louder than ever. "Why are the animals acting so funny?" Sam finally asked. "I think animals talk on Christmas Eve," said Dad, grinning. "I think they're excited for the birth of baby Jesus, just like the barn animals were on the night he was born." Sam was old enough to know the animals couldn't really talk, but he was warmed by the idea of it. The animals were God's creation, and perhaps they wanted to celebrate Christmas too. "It's not about the presents. It's about God sending Jesus into the world to save us because he loves us," said Sam. "He's the present." "You got it. Spending time together at Christmas and giving thanks to God for his wonderful gift is what really matters," said Mom. Dad nodded. "Jesus died for our sins and rose again to give us eternal life, and he fills our lives with love, joy, peace, and many other good things. There's nothing better than that." That night, Sam slept peacefully and awoke to a beautiful Christmas morning. He jumped out of bed, ready to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. Well, how about you? Do you worry about presents at Christmas? Maybe you don't know what will be under the tree or if you'll be able to buy others the gifts they want. The good news is that the best gift of Christmas isn't anything anyone can buy. It's Jesus, and he doesn't have a nice list. He offers eternal life to everyone, even though none of us deserve it. Have you received that gift? Trust in him today so you can celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is 2 Corinthians 9:15.
"Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."
And our key thought today, celebrate the gift of Jesus. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with him. Send me a voice message with your parents' permission. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.